Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday. Joining me now on the Wester Hotline, radio.com, NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Brian with Jason Lockenfora on Baldy's Breakdowns with new episodes out twice a week. Just search Baldy wherever you find your podcast. First and foremost, Brian, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, my friend, and I want to hop right into it with you here. I am a big fan of Baldy Breakdowns, by the way. Love your X's and O's breakdown, and that's kind of where I wanted to get into this nitty-gritty with you. I talked to Eric Wood earlier. We talked some O-line X's and O's, and I want to kind of start there with you and some of the things that you've noticed from this offense. I mentioned this to Eric earlier, Baldy. Like, the Bills and their young quarterback, Josh Allen, Brian Daboll puts a lot on Josh Allen at the line of scrimmage, you know, getting in out of plays, check with me's. What have you seen this year that has made you so impressed about the where Josh Allen has come as a play caller at the line of scrimmage?
Well, I mean, it's just it's complete poise. And even when teams, you know, pressure him in a variety of ways, he never doesn't keep his eyes down the field. So he's always looking for targets. He can move and feel the pressure without looking at it, which is really hard to do. It's hard for anybody to really acquire that skill, but he's really learned it. I think his footwork is, he's a lot calmer in the pocket. And if you're talking to Eric Wood, I mean, if you watch him in 2018, he was under a lot of pressure. Seemed like every single pass. And, you know, now, really from Deion Dawkins all the way over to Darrell Williams and everybody in between, I mean, Mitch Morris, they're just so much better. From their offensive line, and then even watching, you know, Motor last week in blitz pickup, or watching the tight ends help out, they're much better in blitz pickup all the way around. And so the protection is good, and he trusts the protection, and that's a big part of his progress right now.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Devin Singletary, Baldy, because I know one of the things that Bills fans, I don't know, if you were to gauge the frustration level in the Bills' lack of run game, I think it falls very low on the list of complaints about this Bills offense because they've been so elite through the air. But I think last week, and potentially we'll see this week, especially if the weather doesn't play out perfectly, how much at least a competent running game will matter. Do you believe if the Bills need to that they could turn around, hand the ball off to Singletary and have success this week?
I do. I mean, they did last week in the second half. I mean, obviously they just ran it the one time by design in the first half last week. And I thought it was too much on the quarterback against a good defense. Now, I understand Brandon Williams inside is a rough matchup for Buffalo. Calais Campbell is a rough matchup. And so they just went to where they thought they had better matchups, which was throwing the football. But I think this week against Kansas City, I feel like I think they can run the ball against well enough. Now, they love their five receiver, you know, spread formations that they put Josh in, and Josh really becomes the running back. I mean, he's the one that beats the blitz with his ability to move. But I think you'll see a little bit better commitment to the run this week than what we saw last week.
We've got radio.com NFL insider Brian Baldinger here on the Wester Hotline. And where I wanted to go next with you is understanding the similarities, but also identifying the very clear differences between Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. And the one area where they're so similar, Baldy, is when they break contain, when they get off script and they move outside the pocket, they become the two most lethal weapons in the NFL when they're outside the pocket. But how they beat teams when they're there, to me, is so unique and so different from each other. Josh uses the sideline maybe better than any player and any quarterback in the league. And when you look at Patrick Mahomes, sure, he uses the sideline, but when he gets out of the pocket, The guy he's looking for is Travis Kelce over the middle of the field. Talk about the differences and how difficult it can be when these quarterbacks are getting off script and Josh is using the sideline and Mahomes is using the middle of the field. How much wear that puts and pressure that puts on a defense when, you know, the quarterback's holding the ball for 3, 4, 5 seconds.
No, it's tremendous. I mean, you know, defenses aren't built to basically plaster receivers if they're in man coverage for 5 seconds, but plays can be extended that long. And so you have plenty of time for receivers to uncover. We've seen it from Stephon Diggs all year long. His ability, once he sees Josh in trouble or moving, he'll get off script too. And so you can know a lot of the pass patterns and pass combinations that teams like based on formations, down distance. I mean, people have a book on most teams, but when Josh breaks the pocket, especially when he gets to his right, I mean, he's deadly to his right. I mean, he doesn't miss going right generally. And so it'll be interesting to see what Steve Spagnuolo does in this game tomorrow, because in the first game in week 6, he blitzed them 14 of the 27 passes. And, you know, I know it was windy that day, but they really didn't connect on many deep balls that afternoon. And that was a big difference in why Kansas City won that game. So, you know, Steve's got a variety of pressures. He'll come up with new ones he hasn't shown at all this year, just for this game. And it really will come down to how Buffalo responds and reacts to it.
Brian, what an unbelievable. I'm still, days later, a week later, I'm still in somewhat awe of just how good the game plan that Leslie Frazier and Sean McDermott put together to stop one of the league's most difficult run offenses. And here's the thing, Baldy, like, you know, you want to talk about, you know, them holding the Ravens to 3 points. And, you know, I heard Kurt Warner on NFL Network talking about, man, I really wish this game was played in better conditions. But holy cow, to think about how the conditions played just directly into the hands of that Baltimore run offense and Greg Roman and what Lamar Jackson does well. And for the Bills to put the game plan they did against that team and have the kind of success they did. I mean, hats off to Frazier. But I think about this week when you're just facing a totally different kind of animal in Patrick Mahomes in this pass offense, and knowing that Leslie Frazier and Sean McDermott are going to really rely on those quarters looks, on the cover two and the Tampa two looks. When you think about how they're going to try, the scheme and the coverages they're going to deploy against Patrick Mahomes, what are your concerns against quarters and against those Tampa 2 looks when you've got Patrick Mahomes as the guy that's you know, slinging the leather?
Well, I mean, Kansas City has, quarter beaters. They got cover 2 beaters. I mean, they've got the whole package. Andy Reid is a smart, smart coach. He raised Sean McDermott in Philadelphia. You know, I mean, he told me he wanted Sean to run his defense, you know, long after, you know, Jim Johnson passed away. And, he believes in Sean. I mean, he told me, like, why he went with Sean, why he wanted him, just because of how smart he was and his ability to adjust. And certainly Leslie Frazier, you know, has put his own spin on this defense. But, I mean, their hands are full. And so the offense goes through Travis Kelce. He owns the middle of the field. And really, if you're playing quarters, if you're playing man, if you're playing some combination, Travis Kelce knows where the dead spot is, where over the middle of the field. And Patrick Mahomes trusts him to sit down, to keep going, to find the dead spot in the middle of the field. And that's where the offense goes through. So nobody, you know, no tight end's been targeted as many times as Travis Kelce. Tyreek Hill is their deep threat. They use his speed in a variety of ways and motions and pre-snap motions, to get him free. But really, the offense goes through Travis Kelce. And I think, you know, Leslie knows that. So, look, it helps to have a guy with the size of Tremaine Edmonds that has the tremendous reach and size that he has in the middle of the field. It's a problem for a lot of quarterbacks.
Yeah, Baldy, that's going to be my last question for you here. Thinking about the uniqueness of this linebacking group, and I think you look at the group in Tampa Bay, and I think you come to the conclusion they're probably the best duo of inside linebackers the game offers today. But in a very different and maybe a more unique pairing with Tremaine Edmonds and Matt Milano, they're very athletic, great in pass coverage, but they do it in very different ways. And I'm wondering this week in this matchup just how important those two become, in particular Matt Milano, who wasn't a part of that week 6 matchup that the Bills lost to the Kansas City Chiefs.
You're right. I mean, look, those two players, Milano and Edmonds, they really don't come off the field. I mean, A.J. Klein will be on there at certain times, but really, and just like Levante David and Devin White, I mean, they play every single snap. And so when you're out there every snap and you're in the middle of the field, you have a chance to impact the game. And so Matt Milano's speed is, cannot be underestimated. They need it because, he's not the biggest guy in there. But Tremaine Edmonds, he's got tremendous size, and he's got great range as well. And so when you're on the field, every snap, you're not being substituted. That means third downs, red zone, goal line. I mean, you've got a lot of chances to impact the game by making certain plays in those situations where you can really keep the team out of the end zone, force field goals or force punts. And, that's what it's going to come down to in a game that may only be, nine possessions for a team if you can force field goals or punts.
All right, Baldy, last thing for you here before I let you go. Who do you like in this game?
Well, I like now that I'm pretty sure that Mahomes is going to play. I'm not going to go against, the Super Bowl MVP last year. I like Buffalo. I've loved Buffalo. I thought that they would meet in the championship game. And it's just a question right now is, can Buffalo's defense, to me, stop the powerful running game that Kansas City can be when they want to, like they did in week 6, mm-hmm. and they had no answer for Clyde Edwards-Helaire that day and the 46 rushing attempts that they had on Buffalo. And so I feel like that's going to swing it for me, is their ability to control the line of scrimmage sometimes.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Baldy, thank you so much, man. We really appreciate you taking some and carving some time out in your busy schedule. Enjoy the slate of games this weekend, and we'll be looking forward to Twitter this week and those Baldy breakdowns for sure.
All right. Likewise.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. That was Radio.com NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Brian with Jason Locke on Flores on Baldy Breakdowns. Of course, you can check those out on Twitter as well with some episodes out twice a week. Just search Baldy wherever you find your podcast. Quick timeout. I got Ty Dunn joining us next here on WGR.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.